You're the one to blame, Mother. If you hadn't coddled him so much and spoiled him, he wouldn't be the way he is now.
All right, that's enough. This isn't the time for it.
It wouldn't have been bad, Mother, if you taught your daughter how to treat people, so she wouldn't talk to them like that.
In fact, I talked very politely. Otherwise, they deserved much worse.
Soraya, stop it already. Mother, I'm begging you, man. Let's just say I'm the one at fault.
I really didn't expect it from you, Mother. I was so embarrassed, I wished I could have melted into the ground.
Lizard, I swear I won't forgive you if you try to act stubborn.
How did you plan on introducing them to our relatives?
Excuse me, but what's wrong with
them? What isn't wrong? Look at where they live, as well as their furniture and things. What is it of theirs that you like, Bizard?
She's a smart girl. Right from the start, you brought her home. It was obvious. All the things she said were just to entrap you.
You're making a mistake, Mother. The one that was pursuing this was me, not her.
My son is very wise. He knows they're no good for us.
Yeah, I'm wise, but what I know is that you shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
Come on, man. With that ruined and burnt-up cookie, how can it keep tasting sweet for you? Man, I'm living with your family. Look at my situation. Forget about you. You could never live with their family, not the way you are.
All right, man. Manucha, stop talking so much.
Leave him alone, Manucha. He gets what he deserves. What he deserves is that low-class beggar girl.
Look, Soraya, each person knows what's best for them. No one asks for your opinion.
Please, on your father's soul, just end it already.
Mother, I'm not going to forget about Argovan.
At what price?
Whatever the price may be, it's not important to me.
Well, well, so the price has been announced. Right on time, we got a lovely message from Uncle. He says that I should tell dear Bizard that he's got one day to pay off his debt. Man, you should be thinking about your debt so you don't get to a point you forget about love. You're thinking about it, right?
Yes, I am.
Here, Mother. Here you are, darling.
Look what happened.
Here, take the sedative. Here. If we had any luck, our life wouldn't be like this. This is how it turned out. Now, if something happens to you, that would just be it.
Is this what you wanted, girl? For your family to be humiliated? Did they have to cut us up into little pieces for you to realize they're not like us? That we're not suited for them?
Mother, dear, that's how rich people are. They come and they take a good look, do their calculations. If it's to their advantage, they accept you. Otherwise, they won't.
I don't get it, man. Why are you two attacking the poor girl, huh? They said something stupid and the guy answered them. That's it. People would love to have a suitor that's rich with his own company to come ask for their girl. Why are you giving her a hard time?
Praise God, I'm perfectly fine and healthy. I don't need financial help from a son-in-law. I'm really so miserable. When did I ever teach you to sell yourselves out for money?
But Mother dear, my darling, what if someone that's poorer than us had come, huh? Would you still say the same things? Would you turn around and ask who are these people that have come? They're low class, they're beggars.
Sina, being rich or poor isn't important. What's important is the character of the person, that they have common sense, not like them that have just come into money.
Well, that's just it. This is your situation because you've been sitting around waiting for a proper person. As Mom used to say, what was it she always said? Once a girl reaches 20, you need to start to worry. How old are you right now, Homer, huh?
Sina! You really talk too much now, you jerk. You've really become arrogant.
I understand. The truth is sometimes bitter. It's hard for a person to hear. I'm just wasting my time. At least let her get something out of life, huh? Why are you always giving her a hard time?
Since when have you become the elder of the family?
Homer, even if this house has an elder, it's not you, okay? It's Mom. But I am the man of this house, all right? All right?
I swear to God, Sina, I'll come and get... Homer, what are you doing?
That's enough now. I created this mess and I'll fix it myself. You can just pretend that no one came and no one left. It's just us with our misery and loneliness. Mom is right. We are not suited for those people. What we deserve is someone like Dad. Someone who doesn't even care where his wife is and what his children are doing. What the hell his poor miserable girl is doing. Do you see, Mom? Your children are being ruined just like yourself.
You were right to be worried. What's wrong with him, Doctor?
I can't say with certainty. I will have to consult with Dr. Sahibi first. But it might be psycho-vegetative syndrome.
Psycho-vegetative?
Yes. Your father has a cyst behind his cornea. And at times when he is under a lot of stress, it creates pressure behind his eyes and shows indications of its effects in the way he reacts.
So what do we have to do?
You have to be very careful that he doesn't have any stress or anxiety until we can figure out what we can do for him.
Please tell me what's really going on, Doctor. Is my father losing his eyesight?
Perhaps. But we will try to slow down the process with some form of medication. Ma'am, you will have to prepare your father for hearing this news. Do you understand? Here you are, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
Hello, Mother dear. Is Dad home?
Your dad? No, he's gone to the gym. Well, why should he stay at home? He gets bored, the poor thing. Tell me, did you get the test results, darling?
Yes, his situation isn't that great.
Huh?
I wish you hadn't let him go alone.
From now on, he shouldn't drive anymore.
Will you tell me, or do you want to give me a heart attack?
Do you promise not to tell him anything?
Yes, darling, I promise.
It's possible Father will lose his eyesight.
It's just Mum keeps between us for now. As it is, Father's already got too much stress. Stress is very dangerous for him. Wait until his leg is better, then we'll gradually tell him, all right?
All right, all right.
Goodbye.
Look what's happened to me. Oh, God, look what's happened to me. Oh, no. Look what's happened to me. Oh, look what's happened to me.
Yes?
Hello, Soraya, dear. How are you?
Hello, Bahadia.
I called your cell phone, but it was off. Didn't you go to work?
No, I didn't go to work today. I got the day off to prepare for tomorrow's exam. I have a tax inspector exam. Are you well? By the way, sorry for the other day, Baha. I spoke with you in a very bad way. I do apologize. I'm so caught up with work, exams, and all that stuff that I can't even eat or sleep. I'm really messed up.
Are you alone or is someone there right now?
Yes, yes. I'm alone. No one's here. Has something happened, Baha?
No, it's nothing. Actually, I called to ask you something. I just wanted you to keep it between us, though. That day that Baruz had come to pay off his debt to Dad, he told Nagar that he's getting married. I wanted to know if that was true.
The things you say. Oh, poor Bazard has so many worries. He doesn't have time to think about these things. He must have been upset and just said something. You know, since your mother's always bragging about your suitors, he probably just wanted to look good. So, is Uncle feeling better now?
He's fine. I mean, God willing, he'll be fine. Pray for him. Give your mother my regards. I won't take up your time. Take care.
Thanks for calling, Baha. Send my regards. Goodbye now. Goodbye.
Was it Baha? Has she found out about it?
You just eat. Keep eating. This is something you have done to us. and you are going to fix it yourself.
What am I supposed to do? Have some. Your game's gone into overtime, and now it's time for penalty kicks, eh? A goal that huge and little old me? What am I supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do? Who was that attorney? Nick Khan? You'll go to him and tell him to fix the mess that he's created for us. You got it?
Why is it any of his fault?
Then whose fault is it, genius? Is it my fault? Go tell that Nick Khan to tell that girl to pressure her and threaten her. I don't know. Whatever way he can to tell her to get herself out of Baruza's life.
Man, that girl didn't have any problems. Your brother will take care of everything. I promise you, everything.
We should still be grateful that whatever they were, they showed it to us all that day. Instead of stuffing your face, go to Nick Khan and see what the hell we can do. Get up.
If your brother falls quickly in love, why is that other people's problem?
It's not for nothing that they say, trying to teach an imbecile is like water off a duck's back.
What does that mean?
It means even if your life's at stake, you'll never learn. That's what it means.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Now, thank God 100,000 times that you haven't become a tax inspector yet. These things she says to me. Soraya! We got any walnuts? Bread with cheese, watermelon, and walnuts would hit the spot.
Is your studio here?
Yes, yes. Of course, it's not really a studio, Doctor. It's a cellar that we fixed up ourselves, you know, so we don't disturb the neighbors anymore.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Yes, let's go in.
Is this it?
Yes, it's right here. Let's get going, Doctor.
So this is the studio.
Let's get going, Doctor.
Yes, who is it?
Arash, open the door. The doctor has come here.
Well, well, please come in.
After you. After you.
نمیتونم خوابت کنم دوست داشتن منو چرا نمیتونی باور کنی آتیش این عشقو شاید دوست داری خاکستر کنی
شاید میخوای این همه عشق بمونه تو دل خودم دلت میخواد دیگه بهت نگم که عاشقت شدم کاش توی چشمم میدیدی کاش که اینو میفهمیدی بگو چه تو ثابت کنم که تو به هم نفس میدی یه راهی پیش روم بگذار یکم به هم فرصت بده برای عاشق‌تر شدن خودت به هم جرأت بده یه کاری کردی عاشقت هر لحظه بیتابت بشه من جونم رو بهت میدم شاید بهت ثابت بشه یه راهی پیش روم تر شدن خودت به هم جرأت بده یه کاری کردی عاشقت هر لحظه بیتابت بشه من جونم رو بهت میدم شاید بهت ثابت بشه
Well, that's it. Thank you for listening.
No, it wasn't bad at all. Of course, now it could have been much better as well.
Of course. But you, we wanted to be a bit more pop, if you understand.
Well, it's not a bad idea. That is one way to go. But it shouldn't cause you to become something that you're not inside.
Look, Doctor, just tell us, without pulling any punches, do you think we can do it or not?
Well, yeah, why not? Look, you must understand that music is like a ladder. You have to go up carefully, one rung at a time. If you don't keep that in mind and want to skip a rung and get ahead, you'll eventually be forced to go back to the beginning and start right over from the rung that you skipped.
Doctor, in your opinion, will we even be able to make an album?
Oh, yes, of course. You just need to put more time into the music. Now, if I can help you, I would like to be at your service.
So, would you like us to perform two or three more songs for you?
Look, I don't have time for two or three, but one will be all right.
All right. Hey, guys, you ready? Yes.
Turn it off.
How come? Aren't we leaving?
What are you using?
What?
And how long have you been using?
Me? I don't use anything. How come, Doctor? What have you seen from me? Or did anyone say anything to you, huh?
Look here, man. Why do you young guys always have to be on drugs when you play your music? Look, son, music means love, not being high on drugs. Look, you have to quit, and the sooner the better. If you don't quit, you can't count on me anymore. Forget about Davuti. If I didn't say anything to your sister, it wasn't for your sake. It was because she loves you very much. You know what's best. What are you waiting for? Start it and let's go.
Sure.
Hello there, Doctor.
Hello.
Why on earth did you not tell me about this sooner?
About what?
Shouldn't I be
informed who you're bailing out with my very own house deed?
I already told you, it's one of my clients.
Is he your client or a suitor?
Ah, so that's the reason why you were so insistent. So now that everything's over with, what do you want to do? Do you want to send the guy back to jail?
Doctor, I have already gotten back your house deed. He put up a deed on his own. I'll bring it to you in a day or two. Excuse me. Is Sina with you?
Yes, he's here. He told me everything. Look, if you really want to scold him, I'll give the phone to him.
No, it doesn't matter to me anymore.
Yes, well, if it wasn't important, your voice wouldn't be like this.
Look, these things can happen to anyone in their lifetime. But to someone like you, with all the wisdom and intelligence...
It's rather strange that you would make such a big mess.
Look, Doctor, the situation isn't the way you think. Now, I will explain it all to you whenever I see you.
Look, anyhow, I just called you to tell you that you shouldn't get upset over such things.
Just take care of yourself, please.
Sure. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That big mouth kid.
I wish you hadn't told her, Doctor. Now she'll think I told you on purpose. She doesn't know how it just slipped out of my mouth. Now she'll just start a fight.
Oh, she wouldn't do anything to you. I wouldn't worry about it. And if she says anything, I'll take care of it. Anyhow, watch where you're going. Don't make it like the other time that you stole the car from your sister and went off and ended up wrecking it.
Look, Doctor. No offense, but I'm a terrific driver. There's no problem. That other time, the car just came out of nowhere and swiped your car and took off. Otherwise, I know what I'm doing. Don't worry about it.
Look, it's somehow like life itself, you know. It's like you're going down your own path and then they come and hit you. Now, never mind if you're going down the wrong path. Look here, using those drugs, what is it? In a way, it's like a car accident. It's just that you're crashing into yourself. You're hitting and wrecking yourself, you see.
The guy's in the import-export business himself. He exports drugs and imports computer hardware. It's been 2 months since his son's come to Iran. He has a PhD in physics from Sorbonne University. He's looking for an educated girl that's up to his standards, if you know what I mean.
I'm not in the mood for mingling with those types of people.
Now, who told you to mingle with him? I'm saying it for your daughter.
I don't think she'll accept.
Hey, son, why don't you do something? Throw a party. We can even do it at my house. Come with your family. I'll introduce them to each other. Sound good to you?
No. Let me see. You were supposed to talk to Tavakolian. What happened?
Look at who it is I'm trying to talk to. The son of that guy, Choku He, he's really something. Whoever he wants won't say no to him.
I'm not looking for someone that's too rich. Tavakolian's son is a much better match for my daughter. They both study.
I had a few words with them, you know. They're really upset with you. They didn't expect you to get rid of him like that.
That kid's gone and proposed somewhere else, but it didn't really work out.
You want me to invite them to your house this weekend? If you like, I'll come too.
All right. I'll arrange it with my family. With your permission.
Take care.
Ah! What happened?
Hey, son.
Sit down a minute, all right?
You want me to drive you home?
No, I'll be fine in a minute.
Why don't you go to an ophthalmologist?
I'm supposed to go. You just explained to Davokolian that inviting him to our house doesn't mean we're saying yes. Tried to get it out of him about what his son does abroad. I want to make sure everything's on the up and up. I don't want to get into something that I'll regret. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye for now. Take care of
yourself.
Be careful, huh?
Should I come and walk you out? Anyhow, you've put some rotten food on under the table. I've always been able to hold my head up everywhere, but you've made me ashamed in front of my family.
Why do you always think you owed something? What have I done?
What else did you want to do? Come on, man, eh? You weren't able to do anything else with their case. Now, I don't know what the story is with all the lovey-dovey games that your colleague started.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
You don't understand? You mean you don't know that your colleague, Miss Azarnia, has completely enchanted my brother-in-law, made him fall in love with her, and made him absolutely crazy?
Agavan?
Yes. Is she here now?
I fired her.
Fired her? Well, well. Look at me. I thought you were her boss and she'd listen to you, that you would take care of it and end it. What on earth did you fire her for?
You should know better than me. On her own, she took on a brother-in-law's case.
On her own?
That's right.
You mean you didn't know anything about it?
Not at all.
Well, well. Now I wish she'd just remained Bizard's attorney. But it's much worse than that, my brother. We went to ask for her hand.
Propose to Agavan?
That's right.
For Bezard, for Ruzamfar.
That's right. Seems you're asleep, my man.
I don't believe it.
Believe it? Meron, who is that girl? What did her dad do? Where did they come from, even? Meron, I want to know everything about her life.
What's the purpose?
Look, Meron, my brother-in-law has a cousin, Hesam Furuzanfar's daughter. She's just like my own sister. Praise God, she's really beautiful. She's a doctor. Long story short, she's got it all. They'd wanted each other for a long time. If you'd seen them, you'd say they were made for each other. Now, in the middle of all of this, your colleague has become a nuisance. Now, the funny part is that no one wants them to get married, not even Bizard himself. It's only because of his grudge with his uncle that he's showing affection towards this other girl. It's only because he wants to hurt his uncle that he's doing this.
Why didn't you tell me sooner?
I didn't know it myself, man. I just found out. Meron, someone has to stop this mistake from happening. You're the only one that can do it for us.
All right. I'll talk to her.
Yes, my brother, talk to her. Meron, do it in a way to get it over and done with. Do something to make it end.
Have your tea.
That table's empty. We can sit there.
In my opinion, there's two ways of getting married. One way is very easy. Everything's in its place and ideal. The other way is full of difficulties, obstacles, problems, and hardship. But that's when two people stick together and show how much they want each other.
Everything you're saying is true. But I don't like for anyone to insult my family.
Look, I understand both our situations very well. I just don't want you to back out. If you and I are united, we can solve all our problems.
Look here. I don't live in my dreams. Our problems are big enough to make this marriage impossible, you understand?
What problems?
Our families are opposed to this marriage. So, we really can't expect them to help us out. And we're both unemployed, both you and me.
You're scared.
No. I just want to be realistic about the situation, that's all.
If you're a realistic person, you should know that in a typhoon, instead of being afraid of drowning, you'd better learn to swim.
Love is very dangerous.
But it does something to prevent you from being scared of many dangerous things.
In my opinion, these are just a bunch of pretty words, but they're of no use for me and you.
I used to have a friend. He'd say, if you ever find anyone in your life that you love as much as yourself, then you shouldn't waste time.
The truth is, I came here with my mind made up to say no and get it over with. But well, my heart has its own rules.
So respect what your heart says and have faith. It will never lie to you.
Excuse me. It's Nikar.
Answer it.
But I don't know.
Answer it.
Hello, hi, Mr. Nikar.
Hello. I want you to come to the office right now. There's something important that I have to talk to you about.
All right, I'll try my best to be there. No, I'll be there for sure. Yes, goodbye. He wants to see me today.
So what are you waiting for? Let's go. That phone call was a sign of hope. Maybe he regrets the way he acted before.
Hello, Bahar. Where are you, darling?
How's being out of work? Do you have enough time to take care of your things?
When a person's got a lot on their mind, even if you're unemployed, you still run short on time.
I want you to go back to your job. I hope you learned a lesson from your past mistakes.
Thanks a lot. I promise not to repeat them.
Get the thought of that guy out of your head.
What guy?
I mean your suitor. Firuz Anfar. An hour ago, his brother-in-law had come here to find out about your family. Angry and upset that you were supposed to untie the knot of the Firuz Anfar family feud, but instead you made the knot even worse. He was really angry with you. Not just him, all of them. They think you're a clever girl who spread out her fishing net and caught a big fish.
But, Mr. Nikar, they're making a mistake about me.
You mean you want to say you love him?
Maybe.
Are you kidding me?
I don't think so.
I'm doing you a favor. Why don't you get it? I'm telling you to get back to your work and forget about marrying that guy. And I'll forget about all the mistakes and problems you've caused during this time.
Excuse me, Mr. Nikar. But I don't know what my private life has to do with my job.
You are being played with again, girl. Behzad Firouzanfar is saying no to his uncle's daughter because of losing to his uncle, a girl that's loved him for years. Now look, in the middle of all this, what's your place in this game?
In my opinion, all of these things are lies.
You didn't listen to me once and saw what happened. Why don't you wise up?
Well, Mr. Nikar, I am extremely grateful for your offer. But I don't need to work in this firm. Excuse me.
Do you want me to remind you who and what your father is? If they find out, which they will, they'll throw you away like garbage.
Are you threatening me?
I'm worried about you, girl. Apparently, it seems you're in love. But in reality, you've become blind. You can't see in front of your eyes. I didn't say anything to Manoucher today. But I'm warning you, if you continue your relationship with that guy, I will tell them everything about your father.
Thank you very much for showing me your true self.
خواستم کدوم جنون کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستی و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش سوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه، فقط کاش بین این سایه مبهم بفهمم آخر.